Hey, Christ Community family, really glad that you are joining with us this morning. I am so thankful for our worship team who just does a phenomenal job every time, and our production team who have helped put this together. So thankful for them. I hope you and your family had a great Christmas. Doing online services are never ideal for us and not my favorite, but it's certainly needed at certain points along the way. And so I hope you and your family have had a great Christmas. I do hope that you'll join with us next Sunday as we gather back together for the first Sunday in January as a church family at our regular times, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and 11 o'clock a.m. Hey, I know that Christmas is a great time. As a dad of six kids, I love Christmas time. Our kids love presents, and they love to celebrate the birth of Christ, as do I and so many of us. And one of the things I love about kids is children always have questions. There's all sorts of questions that come from the minds and hearts of little kids. And some of those questions, sometimes, you know, kids do this thing where they'll come to me or maybe a dad out there, and they'll ask a question that dads aren't really sure they're confident in giving an answer to. So they'll say something like, you know, hey, son, I don't know. Why don't you just go ask your mom? And the kid will go to the mom, and they'll ask the mom, and the mom will say something like, hey, you know, I don't really know. Go ask your dad. And so there's this toss back and forth sometimes when it comes to questions. Now, it's funny how many questions kids ask, and some of the questions they ask are questions that are sort of annoying questions, like, hey, you already know the answer to this. Don't ask me that question. Sometimes the questions are a little bit more difficult questions that require a little more intention and intentionality on the parents' behalf. Sometimes when the kids get older, these questions become far more important when you have teenagers and high schoolers or even college students. These questions become more and more. These questions become really life-defining questions at certain times. Questions that arise like, hey, what should I do in life? Where should I go to college, or what should my major be? Hey, mom and dad, I'm thinking about marrying this person. Should I do that or not? Should I take this job? Or my wife and I, or my husband and I, want to have more children. Do you think that's a good idea or not? These questions that really are big, life-changing questions that demand greater attention, greater intentionality, and greater wisdom. And we have this great responsibility as parents to give solid, sound advice. But then when you become older and you become an adult and you make your own decisions in life, there are so many decisions that we make, life-changing decisions, direction-changing decisions that are so important and so just heavy decisions that we have to make. Where do we go when we have these sorts of decisions? Where do we go when the future is before us, but we can't really seem to know exactly what decision to make? You know, one of my favorite characters in the Bible, favorite people in the Bible is David. David is this just this great guy. I'm so fascinated by his life. And in the Old Testament, the books of 1 and 2 Samuel give us an account of David's life. They function like a sort of biography of David's life. David is described in 1 Samuel 13:14 as a man after God's own heart. What I love about David is David frequently comes to the Lord seeking counsel and direction. You know, 9 times in David's biography of 1 and 2 Samuel, he comes to the Lord seeking God's direction for life. And whenever David comes to the Lord, it's in the middle of a trial, especially when he is facing his enemies. He comes to the Lord and he asks God for his will. God, what is your will for this decision? God, what is your desires for this moment? And each time, all 9 times David inquires of the Lord graciously gives him a clear and definite answer. I want to just walk through these 9 things real quickly with you this morning before we get to kind of our main point. David's first inquiry happens in 1 Samuel 23, 1 through 3. It says, David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I go and attack these Philistines?" He says in 1 Samuel 23, a second inquiry, verses 4 and 5, then David inquired of the Lord once again. Then again in 1 Samuel 23, verses 10 through 11, then David said, "O Lord God of Israel, your servant has certainly heard that Saul seeks to come to Keilah to destroy the city for my sake. Will the men of Keilah deliver me into his hand? Will Saul come down as your servant has heard? O Lord God of Israel, I pray, tell your servant." Then we get David's fourth inquiry in 1 Samuel 23, verses 12 through 14. Then David said, "Will the men of Keilah deliver me and my men into the hand of Saul?" Four times in 1 Samuel 23. Then in verse 8 through 9 of chapter 30, it says, "So David inquired of the Lord, saying, 'Shall I pursue this troop?'" These are five times thus far in 1 Samuel, David comes to the Lord inquiring clearly God's direction. And then it moves into 2 Samuel chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. You get David's sixth inquiry. It says, "It happened after this that David inquired of the Lord, saying, 'Shall I go up to any of the cities of Judah?'" Then his seventh inquiry in chapter 5 of 2 Samuel, 17 through 21. "So David inquired of the Lord, saying, 'Shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver me into them? Will you deliver them into my hand?'" Then 2 Samuel 5, 22 through 25. "Then the Philistines went up once again and deployed themselves in the valley of Rephaim. Therefore, David inquired of the Lord." And then finally, in 2 Samuel 21, verse 1, "Now there was a famine in the days of David for 3 years, and David inquired of the Lord." Nine times, David goes to the Lord asking for clear direction. And in all of these situations, in each moment, what follows David's inquiry are these words, "And the Lord said," or "And the Lord answered." Every time, David so walked with the Lord that the Lord answered David every time. The Lord's answers wasn't always yes. Sometimes it was no. But every answer from the Lord was the right answer. Each answer served David's life for the better. God's answer is always right. And as you think about this year, you think about 2020, and you think about the opportunities we have to move into 2021, and these few days left in 2020, I'm certain all across our homes right now, there are all sorts of opportunities that abound for us in 2021. We're about to celebrate a new year with new opportunities, with new obstacles, with the potential for a new outlook on life. All sorts of opportunities abound for us. But along with opportunities will come difficulties, will come questions, will come decisions. And really, when you think about David inquiring of the Lord, what David really sought was God's direction. David desired God's direction for every moment of his life, for every decision, for every obstacle, for every opportunity. Here's the question I want to ask us this morning. Do you desire God's direction for your life? As you think about the days ahead, at whatever age you're at, you may be 30 or a college student or a teenager, you might be 40, 50, 70. No matter who you are, no matter your age, if you have a heart that's still beating and breath still in your lungs, then God's plans are still ahead for you. God still has desires for you. The question is, do you desire God's direction for your life? What are you asking God for in 2021? What is it that you're laying before God daily and saying, "Oh God, here's what I need to know. Here's what I need to know"? David constantly said, "Oh Lord, tell me what to do. Oh Lord, tell me where to go. Oh Lord, help me to know what's right." What are you laying before God daily right now? Even as you think about what is to come, maybe you haven't figured out yet what it is that you need to seek the Lord on. Well, you've got a few days left. Why not take a half a morning, a half a day to get away with the Lord? To get a journal and your Bible and just open it up and to begin processing where you're at. I want to help you with that. One of the Psalms that I love is Psalm 25. Psalm 25, verses 4 through 5 say this. David writes, "Make your ways known to me, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. I wait for you all day long." We hear David here writing this. This isn't young David. This is old David. David has experienced things in life. David has experienced sin, much sin. And David comes to this point where he's writing and he's just saying once again, "Lord, I don't want my desires. I don't want my ways. I don't want what I think. What I want is your ways and your truth and your desires." This is David's cry in this text. Look again with me. He says, "Make your ways known to me." I want your ways, not my ways, he says. He desires the ways of God, which if you think about that, the ways of God really testify to God's character. His character, that he is a loving God, that he is a forgiving God, that he is a holy God, that he cares deeply about truth and honesty. And his ways are beyond our ways. David says, "Make your ways known to me, Lord." I want your ways to be my ways. He desired God's character. But secondly, David desired God's will. Teach me your paths. Help me to walk down your roads. Help me to go along your way. I want to walk in the center of your will, O God. Isn't that what you want? 2021? To walk in the paths of God, not my paths, not my ways. I want to walk in God's will, in God's paths. He says, "Guide me in your truth." He desired God's truth, the truth of God's word. He wanted to be a man of God's word, a man of God's truth. I hope that you desire God's word. I hope you desire to be a woman or a man of God's word. We have a great opportunity in 2021 for you to go through the Bible in a year with us at your own pace, at your own way. You can pick up a reading plan from our office or online, and we would love for you to go through the Bible in a year with us. You can do that through the whole Bible, or you can do a New Testament only. But we want to be people of the truth. We want to be those who pray and ask God, "Will you guide me in your truth, O God?" And he says, "Guide me in your truth and teach me." Teach me, Lord. Teach me. Teach me your word, Lord. He says, "For you are the God of my salvation. I wait for you all day long." That God of my salvation, this means that God is his protection. That God is his protector. That God has saved him from his enemies. And we sit as those who now on this side of the New Testament and the Old Testament, the Word, we know God's salvation to be in Christ, that we have been saved and we are fully protected from our enemy because God has saved us. We need not worry. We need not fear. We need not have any sort of cause for concern. We rest secure in God's protection. And these are the things that we have to look forward to. As you think about your future, as you think about your life, as you think about 2021 for you and your family, do you desire God's direction? Desire his character, desire his plans, desire his truth, and desire his salvation. Are you walking in the ways of God? If not, before this year closes out, before we close the book on 2020, I want to invite you to get your heart and your life right with God. One of the questions I love to ask people, it's a simple question. Are you walking with God? You personally, are you walking with God daily in word and prayer? Are you walking with God in humble obedience to what he's called you to? Or are you living in rebellion and living in sin? If you are, the good news is there is salvation in Christ, that you can repent, you can believe the gospel anew, and you can get your life right with the Lord. I pray that you do that before the year closes out. But here's a bit of homework for each and every person. Over the next week, before you step into 2021, I would encourage you to take time to reflect on 2020, what you did well, where you went wrong, and ask the Lord clearly for what he desires of you in 2021. Inquire of the Lord, like David did. Go to the Lord and inquire of him. Let's press pause on our normal, everyday life, and let's go before the Lord, examine our lives, and line out before God in our own journal one or two things that we want to inquire of the Lord on. Asking God for this or for that, for our family or for our life. Asking God to bless us. Asking God to guard us. Asking God to answer this question, or whatever the desires of your heart are. Ask of the Lord, and then desire to listen to God, to speak and be obedient to whatever he says. As we begin our week, I want to really help get our focus in on this moment. As you begin this last week in 2020, I want to begin to just close the chapter together in a way that prepares us for January 1st. Let's go ahead and together in our own homes right now, will you just simply bow your head and posture your heart before the Lord? Don't let this be weird. Just there across your living rooms or wherever you're at, just pause right now. Bow your head, posture your heart before the Lord. And just pray this simple prayer. God, I desire your direction for my life in 2021. 2020 is almost done, Lord. And 2021 is right ahead. Make your ways known to me, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth. And teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. I wait for you all day long. And all God's people said, amen. Church family, I love you. I hope that you have a great week, and I hope to see you next Sunday as we gather together for this new opportunity in 2021. I'll see you Sunday.